something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, this is a very pleasant day today. It is. You know what? We've made it through Fantasy Suites. The sea hag, Leslie, that cursed our girl, Kelsey, her hex isn't fully complete, but it seemed to work pretty well. And here we are. Everybody's fighting for spot on paradise, which sounds like it might not exist, but they were swinging hard last night. They were swinging hard. Somehow Jesse Palmer's won me over. I can't believe it. I liked his mouth thing playing tennis. Hello! Welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Autumn Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. It is so good to be here. What a pleasure. Can I just say today, we have with us a man that has not been available. He's been a busy person doing secret fun. Basically, he's filming the new Star Wars, something like that. Something like that. There's something exciting happening that he can't talk about.
I'm the new, what's the lead guy of Star Wars? I don't even know Star Wars.
You're the new one?
Luke.
Luke Moon Tower. Now, this is a man that is coming with us. He, as you know him from Comedian Feud, you know him from Grand Crew. You know him as our horny pool inspector, and he's going to be meeting the original COVID cruise ship, Horny Logan, down in San Diego on April 6th at Mic Drop Comedy. Get your tickets right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we've missed him so much. Your friend, my friend, Jacquees Neal.
Oh, my goodness. What an introduction. Arden, can you follow me and introduce me?
Honestly,
it would
be my pleasure.
Everywhere.
I've had a lot of guys say to me that I'm a very good wing woman, and I think it's a similar thing of like a good sort of like host.
I just say, based off that, if you have not seen this Mad TV sketch where Arden is Bobby Lee's wingwoman,
oh my god,
it is one of the funniest.
I
watched this. I saw it years ago, and I think about it all the time.
They have it on.
So funny.
It's on YouTube.
Go watch the sketch. Arden plays Bobby's wingwoman, and it is character is so hilarious.
I'm such a cockblock. You know what? You know what? Thank you, thank you, Dr. Banana.
That's in the archive. Go watch that.
Go watch it, ladies and gentlemen, with us, Dr. Hannah Montana, Ariana, Rosanna, Dana Mittens, Marine Hosnier, Dr. Banana. Anna, hello.
I'm in the archives. Just let me know.
Okay, listen. I want to also say, speaking of, I'm just going to say it right out of the gate. So we got another bro for Brodiego. Okay, so we have Aaron from Aaron and James. James is hard to get. James is playing hard to get. But we have the original Nectar. We have Logan from COVID Cruise Ship.
Can't wait.
We have Tyler from The Boardwalk with Rachel and Gabby. Mm-hmm. And we just got Aaron B. from Aaron and Eliza.
Love it.
He's going to be joining us.
I love this.
I might go for the other Aaron firefighter so we could have
all the Aarons possible.
A royal flush of Aarons. Yeah. I mean, so that will be, and with us, it will be, it's also
going to. Jacquees will be there.
Jacquees is going to be there. Jess Ambrose is going to be there. It's going to be so fun. Get your tickets. You can get them on rosepodcast.vodka. Also with us. a woman who is the host of Lady to Lady. Mm-hmm. She also helped crack and free. She helped start the Free Britney movement. She was the one that first.
One of the first.
One of the first. And she has a brand new, this is the first breaking news. She has an upcoming podcast. And the first episode is about The Bachelor. It's called Pop Mystery Pod. Ladies and gentlemen, Tess Barker.
Hi.
Oh,
that felt good.
Did it feel good?
That felt real good. Yeah.
I like to give people the props that they deserve.
Thanks.
Our fans loved you last time that you were on.
Oh my God, thanks, guys.
Yeah, you talking like we just feel like you have such a nice way about you, talking about the Free Britney, all of it. It's nice to have you here.
Can I give one for Tess from the archives?
Yeah.
Literally, I remember when you came into the iHeart, was it even iHeart at the time? It might have been How Stuff Works. I don't remember it. You guys came in and you were like, this is before anything had even been said about Britney.
Yes.
Everyone was still like, who knows what's happening?
Yes.
And you guys were like, her Instagram posts aren't right. And we were like, what do you mean by that? You're like, something is not right here.
Yes.
Like to a point where we were all like, really? Okay.
Yes.
But you guys said it. You were the first person who ever said to me, just look how she posts. Something's not right. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, we came in because I had already started like digging into the legal stuff. And I was like this, because it was like a 4-month process where it was like gradually shit was like weirder and weirder. Yeah. And I remember everybody I heard was like, okay.
Yeah. Well, and our legal team was like, we can't take the risk. I mean, and I was like, whoa.
Well, it became international news, baby.
Yeah, I know.
Can I just say we need to get you on the Kate Middleton case.
Yeah.
It's completely.
We gotta talk.
All right, can I just say this is what
Where
I
you
was,
at, Kate?
I was with the Smith sisters who have the Bravo radio show. I was with the Smith sisters this weekend. So we all pooled our knowledge.
Okay.
There's a text thread going with me and the Smith sisters. Okay, I think this is just me. I think Monsieur did have very British
Shut mom of the
shut
mom.
Up, shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
I think one of her kids is got to be his kid.
Oh, he was dipping in the pool for sure.
And I
That's
think
like
that
a given, I think.
And
yeah.
I think
so.
But I think one
With
of the
that bloodline?
I think that I believe it's a Princess Di part two.
Yes.
She's his Camilla. I think that there might be one of her kids might be his kid and might be the rightful heir to the throne because they might be older than his eldest.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Is that how the like royal?
I think so.
The blood, honey.
A non-wife.
Even if it's a non-wife. I think because it's not
it could be the blood of
his descendant.
Honey.
Oh, my God.
It's his descendant.
His bloodline, so it doesn't matter.
His bloodline.
And old Prince Charles about to kick that bucket.
There was an ambulance run that was not discussed from where they were vacationing over like New Year's that nobody talked. I think Milady might have been having a moment, is not doing okay. And I bet she's like, bitch, I'm not playing ball.
That's saying, I hope she got girl. Too.
I hope. Yeah. That's what I hope. Oh I God. Hope so she
I'm great.
On Chris.
Me three.
Yes. Yes, that's what I hope.
Now, I did not know that she was raised allegedly by a stage mom. Apparently, her mom had her switch colleges. She got into a better school, and they switched to the one that William was going to. And
she switched. Talk about that in the credits.
And then she switched majors. Like her mom, like
she was
stage
groomed.
Mom.
She was groomed.
So I think she's like, fuck you. I'm gonna be queen. I think she's not playing ball. And that person did not. There's one photo
that was
taken,
straight, and the non-believers, the people who don't know what they're talking about, are like, "Well, did you see the video? That
didn't look like her.
Well, that certainly wasn't her.
That was not her.
That was straight up not her.
Has been.
And every other photo has been incredibly photoshopped, like the one of her in the car and the brick.
That wasn't her.
Oh,
either.
Yeah. I saw
By
that
the way,
brick wall.
If everybody, it's been like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Yeah. So there she is at a fucking farmer's market, and nobody's
with
taking
Christmas
pictures.
Decorations.
Yeah. Oh. No.
I feel like they're all extras. Everybody there, they bought that fucking farm. They got some girl.
They are working it, baby.
That is not her.
Also,
they trotted her ass out, fully made up, 3 hours after giving all three births.
Yes.
You can't.
Surrey Cruz, a fucking Katie Holmes. We got to get her out of there.
Yes.
Get her out of there. Okay, also with us, Katie Levine. We're going to get you the Bachelor.
Wait, no, I need to know. Wait, the baby thing.
Okay, Rose Hanbury, who looks the
way was married to a gay man.
If you looked up, British woman in the dictionary, a British aristocrat.
Just imagine her.
She's like a caricature of a British. She's like
couches.
A caricature. She doesn't.
Oh, this is the woman that William supposedly. Yes, I've heard of her.
He'd be banging.
That he tickled feathers with.
Even her clothing looks like it's from a 1742.
Oh, 100%.
She lays on ornate couches in her massive house owned by her gay rich husband.
Who's like 40 years older than her.
Yeah, who doesn't need to see her, uses her as a beard to basically bring in an heir for him.
He got
the heir.
And
she can do whatever she wants. Yeah. And he lives with his scammer boyfriend in France.
They had five kids, though. And apparently one of them is Willie's.
That's the
anyway. Just saying.
I mean, this is literally like Prince Harry and Di and
Okay, so you're consistent.
Time is a circle.
What do you think?
I think that some kind of altercation happened because I also know like shit. Like people abusers pop off around Christmas.
Oh,
I've heard that.
It's a thing. Like the holidays stir up their bullshit.
I think she found out the baby was not. I think she found out some info.
I unfortunately think he like did something to her.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, it's noted that William has a temper.
Yeah.
And I read he attacked Harry.
Into a dog bowl and said, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
We're back and we have American Riviera Orchard Montecito.
Yeah,
she trademarked jellies. She trademarked jam. She trademarked preserves.
Whoa. I love to think about Harry just being over in America and being like, fuck you guys.
Fuck you.
Wow.
Told y'all.
Oh, bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
Elizabeth was holding that family together with her bare hands, boy. With her bare hands.
She was holding
it together.
She's like,
As soon as she dies, shit hit the fan.
She had to live as long as she could. Wait, can I say one more thing?
Yes, yes. Okay, we're going to get to The Bachelor.
Sorry.
And I have a transition.
Really?
This may be
the new Bachelor.
I have a good transition. Okay.
Ekin-Su, if you guys watched The Traitors, there was a woman from Love Island named Ekin-Su who was on The Traitors, and that's why she's kind of in popular culture right
now. Love Island, England or U.S.?
She's British. Okay. She's now currently dating Peter, the former Bachelorette, who was also on The Traitors. She's on Celebrity UK Big Brother right now.
Fun.
So is Kate Middleton's uncle.
Who said on air.
She asks this guy, where's Kate? What's going on? Which I'm like, only Ekin-Su would be like national.
Somebody had
our journalist.
Ekin-Su.
She goes just like, where's Kate? What's going on? And her uncle goes like, I can't say much, but just like so you know, she's being taken care of. Like she's in the best care she can possibly be in.
Oh.
And that's all he would say. And I'm like, why would he say she's in the best care unless she's clearly like in a hospital or somewhere like being taken care of, like there's an illness.
Yes. Or she has ran and hid away. But she's safe.
Yeah, she's in like
because
good care.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the kids are also missing, right?
I haven't seen
good
no kids.
Question. Solid. Nobody
I think
asked
she
about
ran
that.
Off with the kids and the monarchy needs to get those kids back.
That's a good question.
I haven't seen no kids.
Okay, here's my other.
She's supposed to make an appearance soon, right?
Easter.
Easter.
And also, what's the thing with her fingers? Like her fingers were hurt for like. Months.
What are you talking
before.
About?
Did you
what
see
you
this?
Mean? No.
She had like, a bandage
so
on her
in.
Fingers. I went down mean? A TikTok rabbit hole about it.
Fucked up fingers.
Yeah, no, like she was like, had like injuries for like
Whoa.
Months leading up to this, including like broken fingers.
Okay. Look, here's my transition. Can we discuss? Mm-hmm. We have not discussed, and I have known about this for a while because I didn't want to like shame anybody. So I'm not saying this. I'm saying this outside of the judgment of what it actually was. Here's the other thing. Our Queen Daisy, who's on the show. No, I'm Team Kelsey. Our Queen Daisy. We've never discussed the TikTok video. The video that she's in.
The music video.
The music video that she's in that's literally like, lick my sack.
Yeah.
And she's singing back up. Now, let's just put the
choice.
We don't even need to discuss the actual song. To me, it's like, here's this Christmas Tree Lifetime movie person.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you in a music video? Do you want to be famous? Do you know what I mean? And if it's a song that's like, that she was willing to do the video that much because she wanted to be in a video. You know what I mean? Like, how badly do you want? It makes me go, are you there for the right reasons?
Mm.
If you're in this video, like, how much are you, were you trying to act? Are you trying, like, are you just trying to get famous? Do you want to be the Bachelorette? Like, it takes away the Santa Claus Christmas tree farm. Can we just
there's
discuss
something
that?
Performative to me, though, even about the Santa Claus Christmas tree farm.
Yes,
like, there's artifice there. And also, I don't know. I guess it doesn't alarm me that much because I think you have to have some comfort with being in front of a camera to go on The Bachelor. Like, I sort of assume every single person has some base level of being down for attention.
But actively pursuing it, how did she get into that video?
That's a good
like, if you live on a Christmas tree farm, how did you get in that video? Like, where were you living? Do you have headshots? Like, what were you doing?
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's true. Because
you know
nobody asked you.
Yeah.
Yeah. By accident.
Yeah, you followed that opportunity for sure. Yeah.
Do we think the singer's like a friend of hers?
I don't know. I mean, that's what, that's really what, like, unless it was somebody she went to high school with and she's like, okay, this will just be funny, like, or whatever. This will be.
So.
But, like, if she didn't, like, how did she get cast? And was she pursuing that? That's my only question of, like, it makes me go, I don't know.
Mm. Okay. That's a good question.
Here we are. Yes. Jackie's. Whose team are you on?
Oh, well, out of the last two? Kelsey.
Yeah. Yes.
100%. Kelsey.
I love her.
I didn't. Daisy was my least favorite out of the four.
How come?
To be honest. I don't know. It just seems fake.
There you go. You sensed it.
She just seems,
You think so.
Now, I will say this. Like, because I've been busy, I've not been watching, like, every week. So, like, when I was, like, catching up and stuff, I was like, something about
You felt
her.
It.
About Daisy?
Really? About Daisy.
Did you know about the music video?
I did not.
Were you surprised when you just heard it just now?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm not surprised.
We'll send it to you later and you can give us your thoughts.
Yeah, okay. I want to see. I mean, when you said it's about licking sex.
We'll play it at the break.
That surprised me.
I mean, that's the thing. I was like, huh.
There's something about, and apparently I also know she was hard of hearing or she lost her hearing. And so I grew up in a household with, like, deaf people. So I definitely understand, like, you know, that world a little bit. But, like, before I even found that out, I was just like, there's something too bubbly about this girl.
Okay.
There's something too bubbly about this girl.
Right.
That would off-put me.
Would you think that I would be too, if you met me, would you think she's too bubbly?
No, you're not. No, there's a difference between, like, good energy and bubbly. Like, there's a difference between energy and bubbly.
Right.
Like, like, you have good energy.
Thank you.
And I'm not saying she has bad energy.
I'm not digging. I wasn't digging.
Yeah. You
and what about me? Compliment. Do you think I have good energy?
Yes.
Tell everyone what you like about their energy.
Do you like my energy?
Yes. I love everyone's energy. Everybody.
Just to be clear, I was digging.
You have great energy.
Thank you so much. I needed that.
Thank
you. I needed this so bad.
Energy. You have the best energy.
Best energy.
I love your energy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So yeah, that was just something. And I'm not saying, like, I didn't like her. I'm just saying, out of the four,
I agree with you.
I was fucking with the other three more.
Kelsey seems so authentic.
God, she's gorgeous. The more I look at her, I go, you are a beautiful woman.
She's so effortlessly.
Yeah, she
we'll
is
talk
effortless.
About how authentic she is because. Like the end of the our fantasy suite.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Are you surprised that he was worried with the I need to talk? No.
Okay. All right.
All
right. We'll get there.
She walked so easily into a producer trap.
She was so innocent.
She's so innocent.
Why did they trust
them
her
too much?
Why did they fuck her? And also Leslie, they why do they hate her that they sucked the sea hag on her to go don't get too cocky and then like let her write out the phrasing of that and be like rather. Like, I missed you. Did you miss me?
The ellipses.
Okay.
Unnecessary.
And also, like, sweet Rachel. And we'll get into it. But, like,
Rachel.
And she was like, I left nothing on the table. In the I mean, basically, she was really implying.
She sucked his dick hard.
I know. She sucked it from the back, baby.
She was like, my jaw is open.
She got her jaw, like, fucking back in the game. She jotted out. She sucked that dick hard.
She either sucked his dick
Joey was like, you didn't leave me no cum to give to the rest of these girls. You out of here.
Oh my God. He was mad. He was actually upset.
He was like, I needed a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't have sex. She sucked his dick hard even after the jaw injury.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for her.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll get right back into it.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Well, during the break, we just watched a music video. Thoughts?
Yeah. That was weird. It was weird, but you know what? I want to retract something I said. That is definitely something somebody asked her to do.
Yeah. That felt like a friend.
100%.
That was like a friend knew.
Was like, yeah, yo, you want to be in my music video?
There's a lot of like, auto-tune. Yes. So you don't think she was pursuing anything?
She did that for a sandwich.
Yeah,
she did that for a sandwich.
Yeah, there was no budget there.
There's no budget.
The camera was just going like this. Like they didn't even edit it.
But why is everyone wearing like disturbed merch?
I know.
They didn't even edit it.
No.
There's a lot of auto-tune.
I never need like to my hear sack. That dude
he
say
this,
another word.
Which was, if you were in Elbert Elementary School, that means like, fuck you, remember? It's like literally childhood like hand signals to tell someone to go fuck themselves from across a classroom.
Wow. Mm. Well, that's the
what
video.
What in the world is happening?
All right, give me your just initial response, everybody.
I mean, all right. I'll give that apology because you don't pursue that. Yeah, you did that for a friend.
Okay, Tess, what do you think?
I mean, I'm Team Daisy. I am single side deaf, so I stand a hearing impaired queen.
Oh.
I like that she has a cochlear implant.
I love that.
Also, she's Taylor Swift coded to me. Like, she grew up on a Christmas tree farm just like Tay Tay.
Tay Tay grow up on a Christmas tree farm?
Yeah, doesn't that make so much sense?
Wow.
That's funny. I didn't know
that.
Wow,
I did not even know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really found her to be very, like, disingenuous. I've always, like,
appreciate
I think
your
it's
honesty.
More recent. Then at first I really didn't see it, but I'm seeing it more recently where I'm like, I don't get where she's coming from sometimes.
Like how?
Like when she started out being like,
her and now I don't buy it.
She was like, I don't know. Her change, she seemed like, I'm in like with you. And then there was like one episode where it felt like maybe like 2 days had gone by and she switched really quickly into like, oh yeah, I think I am falling in love with you. And I was like,
it's after hometown.
Like, just hold on to like what you're really feeling. You don't have to like. I don't
but
know.
I
maybe
feel like
I
on
was...
this show, until hometowns, you only get like 15 minutes
that's
with
right.
them
yeah.
anyway.
That's
so,
true.
Like, to me, that felt
yeah, that's
legit.
Fair. That's
yeah.
fair.
Yeah, you get like 12 minutes.
You don't.
here we are.
You get a week and they're like, get married.
The Bachelor, they did it like a WWE event slash like a Housewives reunion where they would follow. Oh, yeah. Like they made it feel a little tense. Like how they've been doing all the episodes this year starts with like the foreshadowing of a bad thing that's going to happen. Yeah. And this felt like, you guys ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, just bummer. Like, best thing that came out of it was who said go fuck yourself?
Lauren. The Philly twins. Yeah, I said it. I'd say it again. Okay, you're being annoying.
Mm-hmm. I die for her. I wanted more from her.
I love also that nobody could tell them apart. They just thought Maria and Lauren were the same person. They couldn't tell them apart.
She's like, I don't know. One of the brunettes said, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, one of the scary brunettes said, shut the fuck up. It's like, oh, it was the taller one. I was wrong.
It was the taller one. Yeah.
Okay, Maria was going for Bachelorette hard last night.
I feel like, yeah.
I think she clinched it.
It would be weird if she didn't get it.
But I felt like it was almost so predetermined that there was a moment where she got cocky and I felt like she was a little too queen bee and got, when she was dealing with Jess, she clearly had the upper hand. The audience clearly loved Maria.
She kept interrupting her.
The producers clearly, and she kept interrupting her in a mean girl way that was kind of rude. She already won. No matter what she said, the audience was going to clap for Maria. And I felt like it was a little like, even though I found her kind of annoying by the end. I like her. And
it wasn't her best showing.
It wasn't her best showing.
And it kind of made me second guess how I felt about her all season, because I've always felt like this is unprovoked. You guys are making shit up. She's just doing her thing. You guys are just picking on her. And last night made me be like,
she's a pain in the ass.
Is she kind of a pain in the ass? Yeah. I still like her, but.
I agree. It made me think like she probably was a little more annoying than we were seeing. But there were multiple other women there who were like, she didn't do anything. Yes. You guys just didn't like
I love
her.
Evelyn.
And so
I love Evelyn.
Her especially, but other women too, being like, she didn't do anything and you guys just do not like her.
Yeah.
So nothing she did could have been right in your eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, and even like neutral ass Lexi said something. And I was like, Lexi's getting involved?
Yeah. That made me think. I mean, I think she was blown out of proportion.
They were just mad that she had the wherewithal to go, let me slip into something more comfortable and come out into a Victoria's Secret angel.
I do think, I mean, these women are young and, you know, impressionable.
Very young.
And I think probably Maria pissed them off in the beginning and this
she's too
that
hot.
Was it. That was it. She was, she like, they just didn't like her. And like they said, nothing she did,
look,
they would have been happy
There is
with.
No doubt in my mind that she's a pain in the ass. She's fun TV. She's sexy. Mm-hmm. She'd probably be a fun bachelorette.
Yeah.
I think she would be a fun bachelorette.
Yeah, I think so.
I found her tiring by the end last night. I almost would rather have like a Kelsey if it's not.
I think if Kelsey doesn't get it, I can see it being one of those two.
Kelsey
seems very fun too, and she's invested
authentic.
In her like journey and everything
Maria
like that.
Maria would be interesting. Maria's would be good TV.
I wouldn't miss
Kelsey
a single
episode.
Kelsey
bores me sometimes. I know that's controversial, but
no,
Kelsey
bores
me
that.
A little bit.
I understand that.
I think she'd be more boring. Than Maria would be a more fun season.
Maria would be
a risk for Mickey Mouse ABC to pick.
Yeah.
Because she's a wild card. She's sexy. And
she might pull a Claire. I found my husband.
I don't think she wants to get married that bad.
That's true.
There was something about like when Jesse Palmer was saying like, oh, how do you feel watching that? She was like, oh, it's sad, but I'm okay. He was just a friend I wanted to kiss.
Yeah. There was something so hot about that too.
Yeah.
She's hot.
I don't know. I honestly still think that a big part of the reason girls didn't like her though, because I really thought she was gonna win the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think her and Joey did have real chemistry. They're both so hot.
Yeah.
I kind of still want to know exactly what happened.
He seems so easily afraid of any controversy. Like, even seeing him get let's, which we'll get to, so shut down by the we need to talk. Maria's such a unpredictable. Like, he likes, I know you're going to love me and not love me. Like I think Maria, when Maria said I'm leaving, there was no coming back from that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you're right. He didn't have the fight in him.
He couldn't even handle, we need to talk. I just missed you so much. Like, he's so shattered from...
That was off-putting. Can I be honest? I love Joey, but I didn't like that at all.
In that moment, either. I was like, get it together.
Should we just talk about it? Should we just
talk about it?
All right, let's get to it.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, so she leaves a note. Kelsey, for the people that are, she leaves this note.
The producers leave a note.
The producer's handwriting.
In the same handwriting as, like, if you choose to forgo your individual rooms.
And stick it in the door right at eye level.
Right at eye level with an ellipses. We need to talk, dot, dot, dot. This innocent queen who they just sicked Leslie on to go, don't. Thank you. They had the best night. This poor ding dong got like manipulated. She's so sweet. She's so pure of heart that these producers played her.
Yeah.
So she goes, she's like, hi. And he's like a hollow, like hollow man. And answers the door like, hi. And she's like, can we talk? He's like, yeah, what? And she's like, I just wanted to say I miss seeing you. And he was like, okay. She's like, it was like hard for me. And like, he goes, at this point, he's like, and she's like, and I don't know if I told you, I really want to meet your family. I don't remember if I told you. Like, this did not deserve a note, by the way. She did not need to say this, but they sent her over. Yeah. And he goes, at this point, I couldn't even hear what she was saying. Elvis had left the building. Yeah. He got fucked over by, his charity rejection rocked this poor sweet man. Mm-hmm. And you can see he literally had a trauma response where he left his body. Like, he literally left his body. And he couldn't hear her saying, like, I just love you so much.
Which to me, I'm like, that's so odd. Because in the moment she said, hey, I just, like, really wanted to see you and tell you I missed you.
It's like
he
a stupid been like, note.
Let it go.
Oh, okay.
Because, I understand. Just a note saying we need to
Nobody
talk.
Nobody wants to hear
until you talk to the person,
what
of course.
What the hell do we have to talk about?
Yes.
But once she says, like, oh, I just missed you.
Yeah.
And you saw him, like.
He couldn't.
You did see him, like, oh.
But he couldn't hear.
There.
He also said, like he couldn't. You could see when it chemically got him, he couldn't shake it off in a manner. Like, he couldn't. He was gone. He was self-protecting in a way that wasn't like, it was like lizard brain. Like, he couldn't. Yeah. It took over and he couldn't get it back together. I felt it was not attractive. And I feel like he'll never, like, you don't want to be with somebody that's, I've dated people like that where it's like Geminis, the Madonna whore thing, where then once you're out and you're like, what did I do? And there's like a coldness to the eyes. And then it's like, then it's just you're out and you're like, are you a Gemini? You're not a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini,
Taurus cusp, but
go with the Taurus.
But I smoke weed, so I'm pretty chill.
But you know what I mean? It's like, it's just like the people, like, once they were out on you, you're like, but you really liked me, yet, like, what did I do? And it's like, you wore the wrong shoes or something. You're like, okay. And then you're
really
out.
It's weird to see. It was just like, all right, man, I get you're feeling, you know.
Tender,
and you was like, what the fuck? But he was like, it felt like he was taking
pissed.
It out on her in a weird way.
Yeah.
And it was like, also, Joey, this is not your second season of the show. You know the producers have a hand in this.
Yeah.
Get real. Because really, all Kelsey was doing was the same thing that happens every season, which is when one of the top three girls goes and sneaks into the hotel and talks to the lead.
Yeah.
Honestly, kind of always feels like cheating to me.
Yeah. Agree to agree.
I don't love that.
Don't come get no extra time.
Agree to agree.
Yeah.
But as we know, and this is not, I'm not... I don't know that Joey is a rock. When we saw him say Minneapolis, he may not be a rocket. I think he might have a sweet, innocent heart.
I think we know that.
Minneapolis.
Just from all the interviews where he's like, who's RGB? Like, he doesn't know who anyone is.
He thought that Gypsy Rose Blanchard was Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Good for him.
Okay.
I think
he might be a sweet, innocent, we need to protect Joey, but I don't know that he's going to, like, come up with a new vaccine for a strain of something. You know what I mean? Which is fine.
There's also something super weird about that. Like, I know, like, the show is the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, bruh, you can't get this mad at her for, like, possibly, like, saying, like, oh, we need to talk or whatever, and then, like, staying in your distraught, like, manner when you're about to go break somebody's heart.
I mean,
2 hours. Like, bro, get over yourself.
Literally, probably just stumbled back from a morning of, like, humping Daisy.
Yeah.
He's like, after the morning before of humping Kelsey, after getting the blowjob of his life the night before with Rachel.
With
so,
the girl,
like,
he's about to break up with.
Yeah. So, like, dude, slow your roll.
Yeah.
Slow your roll.
Like, you can let it go. You can let it go.
It felt punishing. I wonder when his birthday is.
Did we look it up?
Yeah. Is he a Gemini?
Or
is he a Gemini? Is he a Gemini? It felt very. It just felt very like once you're out, you're out.
May 24th?
That's a Gemini.
That's a Gemini.
That is a Gemini. I've had this happen.
Gemini starts on May 21st, which is
I've had this happen. Where all of a sudden it's like, and there's nothing you can do. And they're like, no.
And you have to walk on eggshells on those people. He seems like one of those people like, what's wrong? Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, well, I can never see you in the same light again. I was like, because I showed up in yellow and yesterday I had on green. Like, I don't know. Like, he's a Gemini. Yeah. I knew it.
That's
crazy.
That's
so funny.
Yeah. Now, look, I don't know about Gemini ladies. I'm just saying, my experience with Gemini guys, that's my experience.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Joey. Very interesting.
Well, you have the Gemini of it all with the emotional training that most men get.
Yeah.
It's a tough combo.
Right.
Is, to me, the most aware, like in touch, like but there is a trigger wound around the show and maybe before when he says I've always struggled by people. I feel like there's a split between what people want him to be versus how he really feels inside. And then there's like this, and then I got rejected on TV. I got and I think he loved Charity.
Yeah. I think he loved Charity.
Yeah.
I will say this. Like, maybe it's because I watched, like, two or three episodes, like, pretty, like, close in succession.
Yes.
But.
Because you're an icon.
But, oh, my goodness. Yes, I am, y'all. Icon. But also, there's, every time, like, I would see somebody tell him, I love you, I feel this way about you.
Yeah.
I, like, just saw some, like, almost dead eyes in him.
Yes.
Maybe that's just me.
No, I saw a dead eye. I saw some dead eyes.
It's almost like, is any of this really affecting you?
Yeah, and to me, what's Gemini about that is like he's like that when they are affectionate towards him.
Yes.
I think he's very present and sweet when a woman is telling him about her background and about her problems. Mm-hmm. Like when
the infidelity
stuff was coming up, he was awesome about
it. He was awesome. Yeah.
It's when he's getting like the love or he's getting like the compliments or the
he shuts down.
What he supposedly wants.
Yeah. Look, I understand. I feel like his house seems different than mine. Growing up with a tricky dad, I've had to work on. I have like a broken receiver sometimes where, like, in the same way that, like, not to be an at, like, I'm a good host, I can like host the party, but like, it's almost easy because there's almost a lack of intimacy in a weird way where I control the who's here, I set the stage, you're in my house, I throw the like, I can kind of just flitter around my party, but not actually. So, like, when it's like intense and it's like a one-on-one and it's just receiving and like letting somebody else, you know, just care for you and not having to do something to earn it, I've had to work on just like receiving it and feeling it. Like, sometimes I used to not be able to feel it at all, and like, so that's, I wonder if he has a similar thing where like I could hear it but like I couldn't feel it. Like, now I can't. I've worked on that. Like, but I think it was like a self protective thing. Like, just growing up with like a really verbally rough dad.
Yeah, that is what it seems like. And I don't know if it has to do with the dad in his case.
His dad seems adorable. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, his family seems sweet.
His dad came out as gay and it like broke the family apart. But he seems...
No, his family seems nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if
I don't know if that really affected him too much. Well, I mean, it must have some way.
He said his parents, like, split was like amicable. Because like his dad came out and he was like, yeah, but like my mom was understanding, they're still friends. And like,
yeah, I'm not saying that he is a bad family. But like, I think there's that command of like... You know,
a lot of things could cause that.
Yeah, exactly. I think, no, his family seems so sweet.
He also could have, like, had his heart broken in high school. Yeah,
exactly.
Talked about it.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of a private person. Like, he hasn't really shared much of his history besides Charity, has he?
I also wonder, no. I also wonder guys, I feel like society, okay, I feel like sometimes, like...
Let's talk about
it. I'm curious.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, like, I feel like sometimes with guys, like... It probably is sort of hard to receive or really let somebody in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. For me, I can only speak to myself because I'm a little bit like that too, where it's hard for me to receive much of anything. Not much of anything, but it's hard for me to receive like compliments or things that are good about myself or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm very much like a receive and throw one back, receive and throw one back type of person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think a lot of that, at least for me, is that, you know, I don't want to take too much, but I have no problem giving.
Right.
And I don't know exactly what that is. I don't know, you know, Because I didn't have a bad father. I had no father.
Right.
He was somewhere else on the planet. So, like, I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But, yeah, there's something about, like, feeling like I can't actually, like, receive compliments.
Yeah.
Or receive, like, good things about myself.
Yeah.
Well, I think that requires a certain level of vulnerability.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel vulnerable because it is someone else giving it to you. But it is because you're opening yourself up to, like, that truth and not deflecting it.
Or that you don't have to give something back. That it is sort of like, I know I always used to, like, again, working on being, like, a human being, not a human doing, that I don't have to do something to be lovable, that you just are lovable. You know what I mean? That you don't have to do something to prove it. It's like just who you are.
Which is interesting that we chose this industry.
I know.
I think that means something.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's like, I feel like I've gotten better at it, but like I think you can see the force field go up when people start to. And it's like chemical, and I mean, I certainly feel like I've had that force field in my younger years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I still definitely have it. But I feel like, because I have the same tough dad.
Yeah, girl. I'm like, tough dad.
You know,
tough dad.
I will say, my dad, in now his later years in life, he's come a long way of realizing what a fucking monster he was to
us. Yes, you've come a long way,
now
baby.
Now that his testosterone has been like, pew, dropped down, all of a sudden he's like, was I bad? And we're all like, yeah. And now he does a thing, because he never complimented us growing up. He was so rough. But like, we're all trying to, because I can't receive compliments. No. I always get awkward. I'm always like, yeah, thank you.
Yes.
But now we all do a thing with him where he really wants to be, you can tell in his later life, now he's like, I'm going to have a good relationship with my kids. And so he'll be like, oh, no, because he's very Persian. I am very proud of you.
Aww.
But in a way that you're like, okay, Dad. But it's really funny. And he like goes around and says it to all of us. Like,
that's cute.
He tries to say something nice to all of us. But you can tell he's like, it's so foreign.
Oh, my God.
But he's so really funny. Trying. But it's hilarious. It like you have, he read a script online or something.
Oh,
like, how to compliment your kids for dummies, you know?
How does it feel to hear it?
I mean, honestly, I still just don't really know what to do with it. Yeah. You sound crazy, but
the only compliment my dad ever gave me, he was like, you know, you have a very long neck. And he was like, which I never noticed. He was like, you have a very long neck. And back in the day, in order to be a model, like back in the day, like the swan, it was like a sign of like aristocracy, you to have a very long neck.
And I was like, thanks, Dad.
Thank you, Dad.
Yes, and really,
you have a long neck?
No, he was built like a baby. Picture Bobby Lee, but Swedish.
Okay. Yeah.
That's interesting. You're so drawn to Bobby.
They're the same body.
Be a better dad to me.
They're a better body. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny.
No, he didn't. No, didn't he? Or like John Belushi. He looked like John Belushi.
I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, well, look, guys. Are you able to receive, Katie? You had a good dad.
I don't know. I don't get like super awkward, but I don't want to be like, oh my God, thank you. I'm just kind of like, yeah, cool. Okay, let's change the subject.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I've been thinking as we talk about this, that Joey chose a sport where he gets served and then immediately pushes it away.
All right, Tess. All right.
Well, tennis, because Dr. You're Banana and I are all both becoming champions. And
how exciting.
Tennis is an interesting thing because it's really just you. So the battle is between you and your own thoughts.
Yeah.
And it can make or break. The mental game is like 85. I mean, you need skills, but like you can really sabotage or like I wonder how much he would be hard on himself.
Oh, I'm sure he's very hard.
It feels like the worst sport he could pick for somebody wired like he is wired.
And even the fact that he's good at it means he's really tortured.
Yes.
He should have went into MMA.
Yes. He should have went into MMA.
MMA, yes.
MMA's for a baby.
How about that they had the safe word? They went to the watch parties and the safe word, pineapple and platypus.
Pineapples for swingers, right?
Pineapple.
You would put a pineapple outside your house to let people know you're
Let people know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like obsessed with pineapples.
If you go on a cruise, if you go on a cruise and you see a pineapple on somebody's door, that means they on that cruise swinging.
Are you serious?
They're like the neighborhood swinger cruise.
That's fun.
100%.
You're blowing my mind. I literally have considered getting a pineapple tattoo before.
I love pineapple every morning.
Out as a swinger right now?
Yeah.
I'm a boring monogamous person.
Get the tattoo.
Home and there's so many pineapples outside of your house and you're like, oh god.
I thought I was monogamous.
You know what I like about this episode?
Your partner's waiting for the swing and like, there's so many pineapples.
Yeah.
When is it gonna happen?
I like that women tell all, we can really just get to know each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is nice. Yeah.
I love the women.
We're learning.
This women tell all was probably one of my favorites as far as just the drama, because like the dude, I don't know, dude's fighting gets on my nerves. They're both boring. It's just bro-y. This one just, it felt like WWE, and the crowd was in it.
We're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna talk about the MMA of it all. And here we are. Bachelor Villain.
In it for the money.
In it for the gram followers.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million. Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. All right, look, the Golden Bachelor ladies, I'm happy for them. But the only one I'm not sick of at this point is our girl, Susan Jenner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I could get sick of her.
I love her. Mm-hmm. She feels authentic. Yeah. Dr. Banana, are you sick of asking?
If you're asking, I'm telling.
Well, first of all, Susan and Kathy just got a podcast.
Yeah. Kathy, I could do without. I love Susan.
Susan's great. And Susan makes sense because she's a wedding officiant. Yeah. She's cool. She's fun. She's a hairstylist.
She should be Golden Bachelorette.
She loves Kris Jenner.
She should be that. She loves.
Like
honestly,
she
loves.
She styles her whole life.
She would be the best Golden Bachelorette.
Like, why have they not just announced?
She's made out with women. She's slept with women. She's like, that's fine.
She was the only one who said that, right?
Yeah. She's just like she just feels like a good time.
She is. She's a lot of personality, and like she's also like
smile.
She's her head on her shoulder.
Yeah,
confident.
She did all the other ladies' hair.
Yeah. I want to drink wine with her.
I love.
Yes, she seems fun. And then Kathy is slightly a little too thirsty for me. And Sandra's just a little too horny for me.
Yeah, Sandra's so horny.
They're both like, I feel like Susan is the perfect middle balance.
Now,
of both.
We are not announcing the date yet. Well, no, maybe we will. We're doing a Bell House show this fall.
We are.
And we're going to want to come. We're doing it in October. And I feel like it's going to be during the Golden. I feel like a lot
That's
of those
right.
ladies must live in the New York.
Jersey
like
area,
Jersey, Long Island. They got to be Jersey, Long Island. I bet we could get some of the Askin ladies.
Well, look, let's be real. You know Susan and Kathy have already left their families, relocated to New York City,
yeah, right.
and are
you're
part of the Bachelor
right.
Nation crew. Yeah. Going to all the bars together,
yeah,
hitting
right.
up the Revolve.
Yes.
They're in it.
Come to New York, baby. Here we go. Okay, so here, so let's talk about, I'm just throwing it, you loved this. You loved this Women Tell All.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
What was your favorite part?
Everybody who like has something to say, somebody has a rebuttal to them. I forget what her name was, but she said something and then somebody said something to her. She was like, because I wanted to say it. What the fuck?
Yeah. There was a lot of swearing.
Your girl Medina was like, I'll say what I want to say.
Funky Cole Medina. She's like, I don't care if I, she said, I'll befriend the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
I'm like, as if that's a bad thing. She's like, I'll befriend whoever I want. I'll befriend Maria. I'll befriend the Dalai Lama. I'm like, good luck.
Yes.
Loved
it. It felt like authentic fighting.
Yes.
Like authentic fighting. It was great.
My favorite part of the fighting was how much people were like, your tears are full of shit, Leo. When you burn that letter, you're not a girl's girl. And the crowd was like,
They were so mean to her. I think she's young and I think she is nice and doesn't want to hurt anyone's feelings and like doesn't know how to set boundaries. You don't think she's nice?
No. Well, because she said all that shit during the season that it's like, you know they're recording you. You know they're going to use this.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some foresight.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't.
But look.
They don't.
Look, I mean, apparently she's been trolled online, as has, what's her name?
Sydney.
Apparently all of them have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Made it a whole segment.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like,
poor Rachel, man.
Oh, my God, Rachel.
They hacked her Instagram? They hacked her socials?
Yeah.
God forbid an interracial relationship in 2024.
Dude, it's
what's
so
wrong
terrible.
With people?
It's also, like, it's so fucking wild.
And it feels related to, like, what, I don't know. I feel like, in general, social media has gotten way grosser. Like,
with all the
wheels are off the wagon.
Yeah.
It feels, like, related to that, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, people are attacking
her
culture.
But the Golden Bachelor ladies were like, I got attacked. It's like, why'd you guys get attacked?
I know. I know. Her family was so lovely and, like, they were so welcoming, and I thought, if I was going to pick of what would be the fun hometown to go to, like, that was the fun family hometown.
Here's what I will say about that, though. Yeah. I think ABC didn't do them any, I know, like, budget, whatever, but they didn't do them any favors.
They weren't in Hawaii.
By bringing them to Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, Rancho Cucamonga was, they fucked him over.
They fucked, like, go to Hawaii.
Rancho fucking Cucamonga? I laugh when I have to go there.
I don't even know where it is. I literally know the name, but
Inland
I don't know
Empire.
Where it is.
Nobody knows where it is.
The Inland Empire.
Yeah.
Like, go to Hawaii.
Yeah,
like, show that it's okay that we're here. And, like, we are in the, like, don't bring them to Whitesville, Whitey.
I know, so it makes sense. So it makes sense that you're having, like, basically, like a pig or, like, it's, like, a tradition. Like, it makes sense where you are.
Yeah.
Like, her culture matters to her. It's a big part of her life. And also, a huge thing, I forgot, I don't even know if I mentioned this when we talked about this episode, but remember the, like, uncle or cousin or some, the guy who was, they were doing the, jumping on the sticks
I
dance
love that.
Thing. I'm sorry, I don't know what it was called. But he never in my life have I heard someone say, like, oh, well, this is actually from when Spain colonized us. And
whoa.
So, and I was like, have we ever heard anyone say colonized on this show?
Yeah.
Never? People were triggered. You know, people were like, oh, colonizers!
sex on the ass.
Not on my Bachelor.
I know.
White people have never done anything.
I know. She.
I thought that was incredible.
Oh my God, I just felt so badly for her. Yeah. She's so nice.
Yeah.
She's
and cool. I really like Rachel. I
loved her.
She's so pretty. I love her beauty mark on her forehead. Like I like looking at her.
I like she has great clearly style. Broke her jaw and still gave a blowjob.
Oh. She's like she was also so elegant. So they're like, you were in love with Joey, and she was so sweet. She's like, who wouldn't be? Like, who wouldn't fall in love with Joey? Like,
she's got paradise written all over her.
She's such a catch that I hope that, like, I hope that she doesn't say to herself, like, oh, I'm cursed. Like, she was like, well, once again, I wasn't picked. Like, she's young enough that it's like, no, like, you're fucking the whole package. Like,
yeah, you're a hottie.
She's a woman. And I feel like it's like when she gets, when guys grow up a little bit around her, they'll, like, when, you know, she's a little bit older. Isn't she, in her 20s? When she's a little bit older, she's such a put-together woman that when her peers are a little bit older, they'll be able to, deal.
I think that's one of the reasons why Daisy was probably my fourth favorite out of the last four.
Yeah.
Because Maria and Rachel felt more like
women.
They felt like, I often say I'm starting to get too old to watch this show.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching children fall in love.
Yeah.
You're getting they used to be older though. Like, because Nick Vial was 35.
They were.
They're older. I mean, they're younger now. They're really young.
What's the name of the one that was like, oh, this was crazy when it happened in real time? She's like, they said that I actually look young. Or like that I didn't look that old. Remember it was in one of the early
Medina.
That woman has so much Botox. I'm sorry, how do you have that much Botox and then you're mad that people say you don't look that old? That's the whole point of getting Botox.
That's the whole point.
Also, she's 31. She's fine.
She's fine.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. They're all beautiful. Everyone's hot on the show.
I know.
Everyone's hot on the show. We've met all of them and they're hot.
I know. When you really see them in person, you're like, oh,
I know.
Okay.
I know. Anna and I are
you just exist.
I thought I was put together and I will go back to my troll hole. Okay.
Oh, I'm a freak.
When I saw Brayden, I was like, I'm glad you wasn't there. And I had to be the bachelor. Well, nobody want me. Nobody want me.
I know. I used to think I could go in. It's like.
Yeah. You're like, wait.
No. I'd be like the fun friend. Yeah. She's fun. I'd get a noogie. You know what I mean? Hey, buddy.
She'd get a noogie.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, they'd be like, brave.
She's a jokester. You're so brave. Face is so... That long neck of yours? For the neck. I thought you were a model when I saw that neck walk in.
You're the person they want to play video games with. That's who I would be.
Oh, my God.
And they don't want me. They just want to, play with my shit.
Yeah. So then we have... people were like, Leah, your tears... I'm sorry that Leah got bullied online. However, I did feel like her tears felt performative, and I like that the women were like, no, bitch. The fire... Then you weren't in a girl's girl. She was mean about Maria. You pose as a girl's girl.
Girls' girls let other girls use their curling iron.
Yes.
And then don't complain about it later.
Also, by the end, they were all so... I think they were all watching Maria's Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. We're afraid of Maria. So then they're all like, let me kiss the ring of Maria so I can get brought back.
Her mob in the audience, you don't want to...
Oh, the audience was very pro-Maria.
The dad was
funny.
Was the dad in the audience?
No.
But
I'm just
thinking,
in terms of Maria
just
being scary.
When she said that there was a hit out on Joey, I enjoyed that.
That was funny. She would be fun. I also love, it was clearly she was the face.
Yes.
I'm a wrestling fan, so you have baby faces and heels. It was clear she was the baby face of that night.
Yes.
For the, people had signs for her. Everything she said, the crowd was on her side.
It's
crazy.
She's so hot and Kelsey's so hot, and both of them are not, in the world that we're in now with TikTok and everything, like the way that people have gotten so good at makeup and contouring, they're very just natural.
Just good bone structure, good skin.
I'm just hot, and I can just throw on whatever dress.
And they look like they haven't had work or
no, they're just hot. They're
maybe
just
lip filler, that's it.
Yeah, they're just I just jumped out of the ocean, I got a little salt in my hair, I threw on this dress and I'm hot. Maybe I filled in my brows a little bit with a pencil, but they're just They don't have to do anything.
No, they're all gorgeous.
They're gorgeous. And they're like, and again, once again, shout out. Everybody's in a block heel. Nobody's in a stiletto. Is Joey not that tall? They're all in a little block heel. Mm-hmm. Except for Maria.
I'm not that tall.
5'11"?
I know. 5'11"? Rachel was wearing what looked like Birkenstocks.
5'11" in the short?
Another thing I liked about her.
Yeah, Rachel.
I'm 5'11".
You're 5'11"?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But most people think I'm tall, but I'm a woman.
All right. Now, I
so you couldn't possibly be tall.
Yeah.
Sense.
What are you talking about?
What's his word?
I loved Edwina saying she never liked Maria. I was quiet and I observed. I speak up the truth and you make up shit. I'm like, thank you, Edwina.
She has notes.
She had notes.
She said that about Maria?
No, she said that about Sydney and Leia.
Right?
And then Maria said... I mean, this is where Maria lost me a little bit when she's like, I never said shut up. I know. No, I never said. I said zip it. I'm like, that
is. That's the same thing.
That's the same thing.
And you see Kathy like.
Yeah, zip it.
That annoys me.
Yeah.
That annoys me when people do that.
Yeah,
when
like,
they like play specifics.
Zip it is really rude.
Over what you mean.
Yeah.
Own up to what you said. Yeah. Don't get into semantics.
Zip
it
is rude.
Because here's the thing. We probably agree that Jess probably needed to zip it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just be like, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. We'd have been like, yeah, you shut up. Mm-hmm.
She would, like, Lauren what? From Philly would have been like, I told you, shut up.
Yeah,
I didn't say fuck you. I said F you.
I didn't say fuck you. I said go fuck yourself.
I know.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck
I didn't say
y'all.
I hope you die. I said I hope you get hit by a moving train.
I mean,
it's not the same.
If they cut to Lauren smoking a cigarette the
Lauren
whole time.
Lauren was incredible.
I was her the one twin, that said, shut the fuck
sister.
Up.
Her sister didn't say anything.
No. It's because probably because Lauren was like, you shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she's like, I fucking said it, and I'd say it
that
again.
That was so fun when she just said it.
I think because, like, my husband's from Philly. I'm an Eagles fan, so, like, yeah. I wish Lauren had been on for longer.
I
she
know.
Wasn't for that world.
No.
And
that's
I understand
incredible.
That.
She felt like a 45-year-old divorcee.
Yes.
It was Mara
yes.
of Easton on The Bachelor.
You know, like, mob wife aesthetic is in right now. Like, give me, like, a fur coat. Give me, like, a Drea Di Matteo, like, bikini, yeah. long gold nails, like, give me giant glasses.
She's perfect. I followed her on Instagram because I was like, I need more of your energy.
She's an icon.
I love her.
So then we have, Leah goes, I think you're a wonderful woman. Then I think Maria knew she got a little feisty,
yeah,
so then she went and made up. So then we see Joey shirtless playing ping pong for a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, basically, we get to Tulum. He's super rattled. We do the rose ceremony
at another cenote.
At another cenote.
It was a trigger, Rachel, a little.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then she got cut. And then they brought her out to chat. She was like, "Did you like that? Did you like watching that?" She's like, "I like that you cried."
I thought she was fun. Yeah.
I thought she was fun.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know. I wanted to date my dad, but now I want to date my dad and Joey. Like, I had a nice dad. I want to be treated like my dad, and now I want to be treated like my dad and Joey.
Yeah. I can see a world where she... I don't think she will be, because she probably doesn't want to be on television anymore after all the hate she's getting. But I can see a world where she could be the next Bachelorette as well.
I thought about that, too.
The
only
thing is, like, I feel like she didn't get a good edit.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we didn't get to see a lot of her personality.
Yeah.
And that worries me.
Yeah, I don't think she, yeah.
Like, because I feel like what we saw last night, like, she was fun. Mm-hmm. And she, like, seemed to be chiller. And then what we saw, and I don't know if it was just the stress of the show or the edit that she got
was
wasn't
the worst.
Great.
That fantasy suite date was the least fun date I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
That was not a fun date.
She had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, but then even afterwards, like she couldn't shake it.
Yeah, which I
which,
like, get
your
that.
Jaw locked.
I get
the note.
Yeah,
I get that too. I would be weird too. I would be like, it's when you feel like you're scrambling to play catch up to even just get at the baseline of normal. I know that feeling, and you're like, fuck.
And time is limited, and so much of it's already gone to this like chaotic thing.
And you know you're first, and instead of like making out in the cenote, you're like in a hospital.
Yeah.
But she was even weird when they kissed on the beginning of the cenote. She's like, okay, another one? Okay, let's jump in. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like Kelsey was like, mwah, look at the turtle. Mwah, I love you. Mwah. You know, like, it was tight before the jaw got hit.
Yeah. But I wonder if that was also, because just as someone who's jumped into a cenote,
yeah,
if I may. It's yeah. kind of a nerve-wracking experience.
No, I wouldn't want to do it.
It's
I wouldn't
scary.
Want to do it.
So I wonder how much of that was nerves, too.
I don't want to jump at the cenote.
You're jumping off a bunch of sticks. That yeah. Are yeah.
That's a weird thing to do before you're about to fuck me. Like, I don't want to do this before. I want to get, let's just go fuck.
Fuck and then cenote.
Yeah.
Like, cool let off me get, the cenote. Let me,
yeah, exactly.
You're right. Because it's also weird that you know you're going to fuck. Like, it's not like, ooh, how's this date going to end? Like, for the first time ever, and you both know where it ends. That yeah. is weird.
Exactly. Like, it's weirdness on top of weirdness. And then again, the jaw.
Yeah. Okay, anything yeah. else from the women tell all?
Oh, go ahead.
I was just thinking, okay, so the Joey with the him being in his head, he goes, he says to her, kind of scolding, I told you my biggest fear.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like I give everything. I feel bad. She's like, didn't quite go as I wanted it to go. I feel like it looks like he looked like he was about to cry. The first one that he gave the rose to was Daisy.
Of course.
But it almost felt like he's already out.
It feels like he checked out.
And on Kelsey.
Who knows on Kelsey and who knows what it'll be. But right. It was weird. It was such a weird. It's just like she didn't do anything, bro.
She didn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. It was a dumb note, like, and we all know why she the producers and shit, but once it was clear, like, she came and said, like, look, I mean, if it was me,
yeah.
if I was worried, and yeah. then she came in the room and was like, I just want to tell you I missed you, I'd fuck her again.
Yeah!
I'd fuck her again.
Like,
I mean, yeah, that's it. I'd be like, oh, thank God, let's go to bed. Like, yeah. I'm not going to be mad. Like, what
he
the fuck?
Punished her.
It's weird. Yeah. It's
Gemini,
weird.
Honey, evil yeah. twin girl. He checked out. He's done.
It's weird.
It's weird when you... I've dated people who... You don't realize there's like an invisible test that you don't even know that you entered. Yeah, and you're like, weird. Oh, I yeah. failed an assignment that I didn't even know I was turning in.
Yeah,
like,
that's odd.
When you don't even know that you're doing it.
Yeah.
That's hard.
I like that.
And sometimes I forget these children are chilled. They're young.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not saying that's an excuse, but like.
They are young.
They are young.
Yeah, they don't have experience.
And they don't have experience in some of these things, but. Where I take that away yeah. is you are the bachelor. This is your second time doing yeah. this. You know, you got, it's not like you got cut week one and now you're experiencing it. Like, you got this far before. You know yeah. how this is, bro. And again, you're about to go devastate two or three more people's lives in the next 48 hours.
Yes.
Like, yeah. get over it. Yeah. Get over yeah. it.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to guess what happens and do Tweet of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Okay, so we see him crying. We see a rose still on the thing. He had to leave the octagon last night to not watch because it's so trigger warning for him. He couldn't rewatch it.
I'm like, okay, relax.
We see him getting alone into a Suburban and taking off his blazer and getting driven away and going, I don't think that's ever happened before. Now, we've heard that I think he's with somebody.
I think so because he seems happy in everything post.
But so what do you think happens next week? Dr. Banana, I'll start with you.
Oh, gosh. Okay. God, I've thought about this so much.
I know you have.
I honestly cannot wait to see this finale.
Me too.
I need to get this whole situation off my chest.
Me too. This isn't Kate Middleton. I need Easter. I need Easter.
I
need Easter.
I need to know where Kate is. I need to know what happens with Joey.
I want it to be like 5 years from now where the shit comes out about what exactly. Because it will event. Time will.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get the movie.
What's happened between Christmas and now? Like, The Crown will be doing another season.
We're going to get the movie.
The Crown. Peter Morgan thought he was done.
The Crown.
There's going to be one more season. And also the BBC on high alert that there's going to be a press conference and the half flag, the half mast flag on Sunday.
The blue balls of it all.
Yes.
What are they doing?
Okay, anyway, we're back. Okay, Dr. Banana. I can't wait for time to pass and we find out what happened. Okay. Dr. BBs, what on this thing that our mystery Scooby-Doo club, what do you think happens?
Joey picks Kate, and I'm joking.
Meghan Markle, American Orchard, Riviera, Montecito, Jams Preserves, Jellies, hashtag TM.
I wonder if she's positioning herself to be the new Oprah. Okay, sorry, I'm getting distracted.
I love their friendship. Go on.
Yes, okay. I know. God.
Are they friends?
Were you silenced?
Okay.
Were you silenced?
Okay.
Kate, come on, do the interview.
And your neighbors. Real quick. I'm sorry. I have to
stop. Yeah, do it.
I do have a fantasy that Kate Middleton is able to secretly escape England. She and Meghan, the media try to pit them against each other, but they're not actually against each other. They trauma bond. They're the only people who actually understand what they've been through. She gets to live with them and they all become friends with Oprah.
Yes.
Wow.
What if she is in Montecito?
Let's go find out. No, they
Tyler Perry's home in Montecito.
They hate her. Wills and Harry hate each other. She's played along too, but she got burned. She got Diana'd. You can't win.
No. I thought Meghan got Diana this whole time, which she also did.
They both got Diana'd. You're going to get Diana'd. Okay, doctor. Okay, we're back. Okay.
Well, look, here's a good thing is that since the Diana accident happened, CCTV has really blown up in London, so there is no tunnel they can cause an accident in without us knowing. Okay.
But I feel
footage will be leaked.
I'm sorry. Then I don't agree with you. I think they have such a lockdown. How could they release this one photo video at this fruit stand with these extras walking and ignoring them?
Kensington Palace has been deemed by other news sources like AP and Reuters a not reliable source.
It doesn't matter, but
so
then why is
they won't
no,
trust them.
But then no, why is nobody like being like, that's not Kate Middleton?
There is. Go on Twitter.
I know. But I feel like the press in England.
Using AI to clear out the face and be like, clearly that's not her.
No, but I feel like the press in England is still protecting them.
No, because the press is getting upset. You're seeing the turn. They can't fully turn day one. it's a one step at a time. They're starting to like pull random things.
Who is this woman that they got? Because somebody's going to be like, yeah, that's my friend Rhonda.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do you think it's him? I think it is him, but I'm not even like 100% on that.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think she's dead.
I was wondering.
A lot of people think she's dead. That's
a real
thing.
I think she's dead. No, some people and it's agree. A bot, and it takes time to get plastic surgery to heal for the new Kate Middleton to come out.
Body double?
That one Spanish, I saw this thing that Spanish
the
reporter
Spanish press
lady
is all
that
over
keeps
it.
Being like she's in an induced coma, yada yada yada, and apparently like Kensington Palace like came out and was like, no, that's not true, and everyone's like, it's honestly weird that they responded, because normally they
don't
respond
don't explain.
To anything,
don't
anything.
Complain,
don't complain,
yes.
Which is,
and
what
so
else would I do
like,
with my
you
life?
Explain
all
it.
I do
people
is
are like, why are they responding?
That's circle the drain,
all
feel the pain,
all they're doing
make
is
it rain,
make it rain.
I like Photoshop. I messed up. It's like,
no, that's not her. That was clearly not her.
You ain't never photoshopped nothing in your life.
That's not her. That's not her. That was not her.
Oh my God.
Okay, wait. Okay. Dr. Medina, what happens on The Bachelor?
I'm sorry.
It's infecting our brains.
So apparently, the boy, Rose's son, was in King Charles' coronation.
Yes, we saw it.
And he looks just like William's son.
And he was like the page of the.
And he was like, and she has five kids, and that's the only one. But they're saying the daughter is one of is actually his child. But
so there'd be another queen?
Oh, that would be fun.
Oh.
Okay, keep going. Wow. Okay. Dr. Hernandez, back to The Bachelor.
Okay.
It's so hard.
Okay.
I think.
Yes.
I do think in the end it's Kelsey, but I don't think it happens at the rose ceremony, final rose ceremony. Mm. I think something happens where either Daisy, I don't think it's Daisy for some reason. I don't know why. I think maybe Daisy either breaks up with him.
Mm. Sorry. I was just texting with my friend who's the head of RuPaul Drag Race England. And I was like, you need to get on the BBC. And he just texted me, well, is it Kate? Do we need to get a new hobby?
Yes.
And the answer is no, we do not need to get a new hobby. It's not Kate. Let's make a video that's going to be on our. Okay, look, here we go. Look, Bruce, we're in the middle of the podcast right now. And we're talking about Kate Middleton.
That's all we've been talking about.
That's not her. That's not her. That's not her.
That's
not her.
It's not her.
And the height's also, wrong. You're right.
What's
everything
that?
The height is wrong. The gate is wrong. Why is she holding groceries?
She did.
That's not her.
Will. You want to ask me? She I don't did. Think that's Will either.
You that's, don't think that's Will?
Look, he just looks chubbier. His like cheeks look fuller.
That's Will. So
weird.
No, we don't buy
Eric White guy.
I don't know about you, but if I was going through all this stuff, I wouldn't be eating. I don't think
she's
he would
not
gain
eating.
Weight.
She's
no,
oh Will.
I think something's
some people
up.
Are stress eaters.
That's
and some
true.
Are stress
that's
starvers.
True.
Yeah. Agreed.
Right.
Okay, we're back. Okay, The Bachelor. Say it again.
Sorry,
The Bachelor. What's happening? Okay, we have Daisy and Kelsey.
I think Daisy doesn't. Get with like dumps him at the end.
Mm. So wait, though, so he's the she's the final rose. You think he cuts Kelsey first?
No, I think he's going to pick Kelsey.
Uh huh.
But what I think for some reason Daisy beats him to dumping
her,
then throws
that's
off
fun.
His
that's
game
fun.
Because
fun.
He can't handle any rejection. And then I don't know what happens between him and Kelsey, but I always go back. I keep saying it to that conversation where Kelsey says you have to be 100% sure before you pick me because that's how I want it. I won't say yes unless you're 100% sure. I feel like maybe, I don't know, he lets it drop that Kelsey dumped him or something. Daisy dumped him.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe not. And that fucks Kelsey up and she can't say yes to him. And so they all walk away. And then afterward, he gets with Kelsey after they sort of reconcile.
Okay. All right. Jacquees, what do you think?
I have one of two theories. That one is actually one of mine.
Very good theory.
We talked before this.
I do think like the fun theory, the drama theory is that one, you know, like he picks Daisy. She says no.
No, he picks Daisy.
And Kelsey is his consolation prize.
Okay, so that's different.
So
then.
It's not so much, not so much picks Daisy, but like Daisy says no.
Daisy pre-dumps him before he
dumps
her.
Yes, Daisy says, I can't do this before he can like say anything.
And then he's so fucked up that he can't
Kelsey
do
is
it.
His like consolation
and then
prize.
She's like, why are you so fucked up?
Yes.
And you had to be 100% in.
However.
Yes.
I've been watching reality TV for years.
That's why we love you.
Is ABC put an edit together that, like, yes, he said no to Daisy. She got emotional. And then he got emotional because he didn't like to see her hurt. And he had to take a drive before he could come and say yes to
maybe
Kelsey.
Maybe went and sat in the air conditioning. It's cool.
Yeah.
A little.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't.
He might have to get his shit together. And
he
to
has
go,
to get his shit together.
Go propose not there, but at the hotel or something.
Yeah. I think he even comes back.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Like a couple weeks later kind of thing?
No, like 30 minutes later.
Okay. This is fun. Okay. What do you think, Tess Barker?
Okay, I'm starting from a place of, I feel like as someone who watches a lot of reality TV,
yes,
the letter in the door thing was such artifice and was such a producer move that it's, to me, clearly a producer red herring. I think that it's for sure going to be Kelsey. Like, that was just artificial drama because it's so clearly the two of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this is not the most exciting, but I think we might have a traditional rose ceremony.
Then what's him driving off alone with the jacket off? He can't watch. You don't know what's going to happen.
I think that's the turmoil before the, you know, the mandatory
Daisy
turmoil.
Having to get rid of Daisy.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jesse kept saying, "We've never seen anything like this."
Yeah, and he was like, "I don't want to."
Every year.
Okay, wait.
Every season.
Let's show me out of here so he's not upset.
Okay,
wait. Whitney Hive, rise up. Whitney Hive, rise up. Her theory is that he drops the ring in the sand and loses the ring.
That would be a hilarious turn of
events. That's my new theory.
I want that to happen.
Yeah. Okay, Katie, what? That's Whitney Hive. Whitney Hive, right? Katie, what do you think happens? KT Money.
I think he's gonna end up with Daisy.
Okay.
I just don't know how. I just like. I think this Kelsey thing might have like fucked it up.
Gemini, evil twin.
Yeah, which wasn't her fault. I think it was the producers.
C-Hag and producers.
But I do think he just has had like a slightly better connection with Daisy the whole time. Like, it just
feels
a little
safe
more natural
by her. He makes,
or not natural.
Just better.
Relaxed.
Yeah. Just like, I don't know. Just, I guess natural. Yeah. Like, it just seemed like click immediately. I don't know why he's freaking out, but I hope it is that he dropped the ring because that would
so
be.
That would be so funny.
So funny.
Whitney Hive, rise up.
See, like, Neil Lane.
Okay.
In the
I'm going to say, I think. I do think it's going to be Daisy. I want it to be Kelsey. And I think it's going to be Daisy because in the same way that he shuts down when people say, I love you, Daisy was a little harder, like kitty cat, to capture. But then once she was in, she was in. Mm. And I think her trust in him sharing something so vulnerable and so tender that she felt made her unlovable or undateable,
right.
And that she shared it with him and it felt sincere, and that he was very, as he's good when other people share their stuff. I think it makes him feel good and it makes him lean in towards her to make sure she still feels good. And that, like, I think he likes that.
I do think that, yeah, he likes to feel, like, needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he likes that. I think he likes that he makes her feel good. So I think he needs that.
Yeah.
To be super horny. Like, in some ways, Kelsey's almost like such a bombshell and so, like, that he'll be like, she's going to leave. I can't. You know, like, and I think that he feels like protective of Daisy in a manner that, like, she let her guard down in a way with him that she hasn't with anybody, and he knows that. And I think he likes that.
So, what's the drive away?
Yeah, what do you
so,
think
what that? Is the drive away? She might say no.
That could cause.
Yes.
Here's the only reason I don't think it's a no is because that they foreshadowed it too much.
They foreshadow everything.
But they also have, like, every single foreshadow.
Every episode is
a fake out. And they're all fake outs.
Are they?
Yes.
Yes, like every single
one.
And they're like, I've had the best journey of my life, but.
Yeah.
I never thought it was going to get this good.
Okay.
It's always a fake out. Every year, like, I'm interested. One, a fan, do this. Somebody who is a fan of the show, do this.
Yes.
Go back and look at the end of every tell-all and tell us how many times Jesse Palmer or a host has said, get your tissues out. This is going to be a tearjerker.
Okay.
And every preview, I'm sitting there with the most stoic face.
Okay. However, I will say there's been a few wild ones.
There have been some few ones.
The Colton jump in the fence was wild. It was as wild as the Rachel
Peter saying, I can't marry you, I'll be your boyfriend, and her pissed and then like refusing to go. And there's Brian like dry, like she's up on the top of that windy Spanish hill. Like that yeah. was a weird one. Those, we yeah. have the Artie Airbnb walkabout after he picked Becca, and then they followed him home with like his now bride. Like there have been some weird switcheroos. The Clay Tour bullshit, like, you know, all that stuff. So there's yeah. been some weird, unpredictable
but
ones.
This season, every single time, like last night with the fucking letter, yeah. it's been a fake out.
Yes.
And okay. that's why I'm kind of like, I don't trust you guys.
Yes.
Everything yes. you're saying is a lie.
It's okay. drama.
Okay.
It's good drama.
Well, I hope Whitney Hive Rise Up is actually accurate. It was Whitney's birthday yesterday. Happy, happy birthday, birthday, girl.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Whitney. Okay, so.
Can we find, did, because I was on the draft.
Yeah.
I did the draft. At Sketchfest.
Yes.
Who did I say
yes.
was going to be... Do we have that anywhere?
I have it right here.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have...
Great.
Rachel as your number one.
Okay. That's
Lauren,
a good pick.
Lauren, number two.
Okay.
Medina, number three.
No. Mm. Okay, not so
and
good.
And you picked Kelsey A as the bachelorette.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Which one was Kelsey A? Is that our
Kelsey
girl?
A.
Kelsey okay.
A.
All right. Kelsey. Okay.
You got one better life.
Hey, huh? listen.
You got one better life.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
You guys, we love our reviews. We got some new reviews here. Our reviews are going for 3,000 by the end of the year. We're getting there. Here we go. 5 stars. You guys, we got some really fun reviews. I think you're going to like this one. Now, because it's on my phone, I can't read the full length of the title, but it says, A Joyous Champion Loves, I'm going to say, Brodiego. From I Feel So Sandy, 5 stars. I audibly gasped when you announced that you booked Aaron Clancy for the Brodiego show. How do you feel today that now we have Aaron B?
Aaron, now I looked it up. It's Aaron Bryant. We know their last name.
You know what? We got to get the final Aaron for the. We need the full royal
the full
flush.
Trifecta.
I told my friend about it, and she said I need to live my best life, be a champion, and fly down from San Francisco to see you. So we booked our flights, and I can't wait to see all of you and the best of the bros in April. This is my favorite podcast, and I can't thank you enough for bringing so much joy into my life. That is how you do it. Dr. Banana, Katie, isn't that how you do it?
That's how you do it.
Literally, that's how you do it. And again, if you want us to keep doing more live shows, we got to get good ticket numbers.
Yeah. Go see the show.
Look, here
San Diego's nice. Fun. You can get some cool burritos after.
Okay.
Lots of good vegan food in San Diego, by the way.
That's cool.
Yeah.
5 stars, top tier entertainment from Aunt Wiz. If you want to laugh out loud in your car by yourself and have passerbys think you are crazy, listen to this podcast. If you watch the Bachelor franchise and consider yourself a fan, but you don't even listen to this pod, are you even a fan? The show isn't over until I've listened to the weekly episode. I only wish I was witty enough to be able to make a post of the week. Oh, you should just try. Just try. I believe in you.
Do it.
I believe in you. Here's one final one. 5 stars, T-Man's mom, worth watching. I was never a watcher of the Bachelor franchise, but when I heard Arden on Doug Benson's podcast pitching the coverage of 40-ish Bachelorette Caitlyn season, I decided to check it out. I still watch now only to laugh along with this podcast each week. Their takes are so funny, all the guests are on point, and their preseason draft picks are always illuminating. Love that. Thanks for coming over from Doug's pod.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We love all of you guys. So please be sure to review us and let's go back and do our tweet of the week. Okay, so Dr. Banana, first of all, whoever wins is going to win a glorious sleep crown from our queen, Julie, at Sleep Crown. And she is donating at the live show. We're going to be giving out both a traveler sleep crown and a regular sleep crown. So get your tickets for Mic Drop Comedy, April 6, 2 p.m., Brodiego, me, yes. Dr. Banana, Jack Keese, Jess Ambrose, and then we have the Super Bros. We're going to get that third Aaron for a yeah. royal flush. We have Aaron Clancy, Aaron B., all the Aarons. We're going for Firefighter Aaron, but we haven't asked him yet, but we will. And then we also have Tyler, and with us, our Logan, our cruise ship. So that's
hell yeah.
What are you excited to find out about the bros?
I want to know what really happened on that COVID ship.
That is fun.
I
want to know if I had more sex on that COVID ship than they did.
Oh.
That's what I want. want to know.
That's fun.
We can actually ask Logan, like, okay, bro, what happened?
Really happened? And if we have to ask him backstage, we will.
We can ask him backstage. I don't want him to tell the secrets he's going to get in trouble for.
No, we'll ask him backstage. Yeah. We'll ask him backstage.
Okay. Our brother in Christ, what happened?
Our brother in Christ, what happened? So, Dr. Banana, if people want to participate, how can they play in Post of the Week?
You can either at me on Twitter on at Anna Hosnier.
H-O-S-S-N-I-E-H.
Yes. Please, when you tag me, please include hashtag WYATR, because sometimes Twitter is, you know, clearly being held together by sticks at this point.
And so, if you're like, I don't want to be on Twitter, how can I do this not on Twitter?
Yeah, you can threads me, which is my same as my Instagram, at Selling Hosnier. And then also, if you don't have threads either and you don't want to get either, you can honestly just DM me your tweets.
Yeah,
and that's
they're
totally
all included.
Fine.
We
your
don't care where it comes from. Equal opportunity.
Yep.
All right, here we go. We're going to narrow it down to two. All right, are you guys ready? I'm going to start with our two threads ones.
Mm.
I'll just do one threads one. Okay, this is on Threads from Stoner Chicks Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey A thinking we need to talk is a cute little note in such a cop daughter energy.
Yeah.
Her both of her parents were military cops. Okay. This is from Lazy B at Lazy B 2. Wait, Lauren was the one who told Leah to shut the fuck up. I love that she said it and isn't sorry. And I love even more that the big drama started because someone couldn't tell the other contestants apart.
Yeah.
So good. This is from Erica at Erica 34 viewer. Sydney saying she prides herself on being honest is like Boeing claiming they make the safest plane.
That's good.
This is about Leslie from Golden Bachelorette. Erica at Erica 34 viewer. Sea hag Leslie watching the promo for next week, pleased with her work. This is from Erica, dropping a we need to talk note in my partner's lunch tomorrow to see what type of response I get.
That's so funny. Just start fucking with people.
Yeah.
We need to talk, dot, dot.
Oh, can we also just talk about how funny Jesse Palmer was in the tennis thing with his mouth going?
That was funny.
It was funny.
That was funny.
This is from Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Is it the fever that I'm trying to break, or was Zaddy Palmer's tennis instructor just randomly standing shirtless?
Yeah.
This is from Erica. Star is chiming in a lot for a person I've never seen before.
She got no airtime. I was like, which one's that?
This is from Justin Spade. That we need to talk note had a worse payoff than my investments in FTX.
All
right. What are our top two?
I liked the Boeing one.
I like the Boeing one.
I like the Boeing one. I kind of like the partner's lunch and Boeing.
Yeah, that one made me laugh.
Okay. All right, here we go. First one is Erica at Erica 34 viewer dropping a we need to talk note in my partner's lunch tomorrow to see what type of response I get, or say that she's going to win either way. Erica, Sydney saying she prides herself on being honest is like Boeing claiming they make the safest planes. Safest planes or we need to talk?
I'm going to go planes.
Jackie's, Dr. B.
I'm going to go planes.
Planes.
All right, planes it is. Erica, you won yourself.
I will say, Eric was on fire last
Erica's
night.
Erica's on fire. She wanted
she was
that.
Killing me.
She wanted that fucking.
She wanted that sleep crown.
Yeah. You can email us your mailing address at rosepodcast@gmail.com. So if you want your own crown, go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR with the promo code XOXO for discount or free shipping.
Okay.
Well, okay, what? A lovely, I feel like we really went through something.
We did.
This was fun.
And what it was the royal family.
We're going to find Kate, guys. We're going to find Kate. Okay, what's your final take on where Kate is?
I think that she's, I'm going to say in Santa Barbara with the kids at the Moxie Children's Museum.
Do you think she's going to get a divorce? Do you think a divorce is imminent?
I think it's already happened. It's just a matter of how this insane family announces it.
All right, what do you think the news is going to be when they give news? Is Kate getting a divorce?
I think Kate is going to come. And she's going to say, we're happy together. And midway through her speech, her voice modulator is going to change to her old voice modulator for who she was before she got plastic surgery.
Okay, great.
Kate.
A different person. The fake Kate. The fake Kate.
The fake
Some
Kate.
Woman that they turned into Kate.
Yes. Technical difficulty.
Because you feel like
she's
going to
have technical difficulty.
Because you feel like the real Kate is no longer
she's
with
gone.
Us. Okay.
She's gone.
Okay, Dr. Banana.
That's fine.
What do you think? Divorce? What do you think? Do you think divorce? What do you think?
My real answer is I think she's in sort of a medical situation. My what I want answer
yes.
is that she's gone girled his ass and she's got demands and yes. she's going to white knuckle her way to being the queen of that goddamn
yes.
country and she is going to literally
ruin it, like torture
if,
him.
I'm just saying if she does not become queen, I bet she kills William.
Wow.
I just see the strain in her eyes when she was present publicly yes. was giving like this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I think, look, her kids are so adorable. They look like little, like,
they're adorable.
They like
they're
made in
babies.
A lab how
yeah,
cute they're they are.
They're lab royalty.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so I just think like they had so much potential and I don't think she's just going to let it go.
Okay. Katie, do you think divorce? What do you think?
I do worry that there's something medically wrong with her that he did to her.
Oh, you think he did it?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Or something's going on. But I would love that if she was like gone girling him and or she's in Montecito with Harry and Megan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think she's pissed somewhere.
I think she's pissed. I hope she's in Montecito and maybe she has gone girling him from there and she's just like, I'm going to fucking take you.
Yeah, she's going to be queen. I was for
you
what?
I think it's weird that Megan and Harry haven't said anything.
No.
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 I don't think it's weird.
And that they launched their jam line on the same day.
Yeah.
So I know. Unhinged.
Especially once like a news service was like, Megan must speak up. Like, why? Why the fuck she got to say something?
Megan's like, I'm staying out of this.
Yeah. She's like, oh, remember, don't explain, don't complain. Well, that's exactly what I'm
doing. Yeah, you guys aren't talking. Why should I?
Yeah.
Tess, what would you like to promote?
Well, you can listen to my podcast, Lady to Lady, wherever you get your podcast.
Or
you can listen to Toxic, the Britney Spears story.
And the new one will be when?
In early May.
Great. Okay, great. And it's called?
It's called Pop Mystery Pod.
Okay, great. Jacquees, what
would you like to promote? You know what? Let's promote a little comedian feud. We are doing live streams for the next couple of
shows. That's fun.
So if you've ever wanted to see it, or if you're a fan of like Dropout TV, we're doing a Dropout Night on the 24th of March, so this date has passed. We also have one coming up in May, which is Comedian Feud's 2-year anniversary.
That's so fun.
You were on the first Comedian Feud.
I had so much fun.
Yes. So yeah, look out for that. Buy some tickets. Watch it at home.
Dr. Banana and I are going to be with Jacquees and Jess Ambrose and all the bros in Brodiego, April 6th, Mic Drop Comedy. Let's sell it out.
Buy your tickets, guys. Come
just
on.
Just get your tickets now so that we can keep touring and doing stuff like
this. We're
just
going to keep adding bros until you sell out. So come on, guys.
Yeah, we got to sell it out. And it's early enough that you can get on a plane and go home.
Next thing you know, there's not going to be room for me and Arden on the stage because it's going to be all bros.
It's going to be many bros.
Let me tell
so
y'all
nectar.
Something. Let me tell y'all something. If you don't buy tickets, I'm missing night one of WrestleMania to be down in San Diego to come talk to y'all about The Bachelor. If y'all don't buy tickets, I'm coming to every one of your houses.
Yes,
right?
And not
every
in a fun
one.
Way. Not in a fun way.
Yes.
Not in a pineapple kind of a way.
No, I'm bringing a pear.
Yeah. All right, Katie, today we were going to talk about, I've been decluttering my closet and I'm testing out an outfit. And one thing you wanted to talk about was an option to let people know if you're decluttering something that you can do.
Yeah, so there's a few ways. Like, so we were talking about textile recycling. So there's like a few things like 4 days and retold recycling. They'll send you a bag and then you recycle and then you like send it in.
Okay.
Also, I just started using Ridwell, which is great. They take textiles, a bunch of different plastics like plastic wrappers, bread bags, you know, Amazon bubble mailers, shit like that. And they also, they're
where
great.
Where are
they? They pick it up from your house.
Wow.
It's $18 a month and they pick it up twice a month from your house. And
wow.
I can't recommend it enough. Or if you live in LA, Sway, S-U-A-Y. They just moved to Mateo Street in downtown, I believe.
Okay.
But they do textile recycling and then they also sell stuff they make out of the textiles and it's really interesting, cool stuff.
And talk about the Nike thing.
Oh yeah, and if you want to recycle shoes, there's Nike stores all around the country. The one in LA is in East LA on Whittier. But they take shoes and they turn them into the like playground bottoms. Like
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Love that.
I also wanted to obviously promote go adopt and foster animals from your local shelter. LA's super, super, super full. Please consider opening your home. You can also always just like pledge towards an animal that needs a foster. Tess knows all about this. Also, call the mayor and tell her to get her fucking shit together and fund the animal shelters because animals are dying every single day for space. And she and the woman in charge, Stacey Daines, doesn't give a fuck. So no. Call them and tell Kim them to Bass. Give a fuck. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Well, until next time, you guys, I love you. I love all these people.
I love you.
I love you. Until next time, my name is Marta Marie. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.